Hey, this week we're reporting on the drilling boom in North Dakota, which is transforming just about everything it touches. The state sits atop one of the world's largest oil deposits. The industry employs some 60,000 workers there, and every day people flock to the Williston Basin, as it's known, looking for work. The boom is also causing growing pains. Longtime residents hardly recognize their own hometowns. NPR's Kirk Sigler has the first story in our series on the Great Plains Oil Rush.
Jennifer Brown is watching the snowy plains of northern Montana pass by outside the frosty windows of the Amtrak Empire Builder. On a Sunday at dusk, this eastbound train is jam-packed. People are heading to their jobs in North Dakota towns like Minot, Williston, and Watford City. Now Brown is moving there from Idaho to join her husband, who's been working in the oil field since the summer.
So I haven't seen him in 2 months. So.
Kidding?
No, it's been really hard.
The Browns ran a logging truck business in northern Idaho, but work was hard to come by. And out here, they've heard you can make $100,000 or more just starting out in the oil fields. Jennifer Brown says they had no other choice.
Because we've been financially living paycheck to paycheck. We've been married for 20 years, living paycheck to paycheck in that area, so we're going to try something different and basically start all over.
Start all over in this remote corner of northwestern North Dakota. Just a few years ago, that would have been laughable. $100,000 in wages out here? Believe it. More and more people like Jennifer Brown are moving here every day. This frozen frontier now boasts the nation's lowest unemployment rate. Help wanted signs are everywhere, in the oil fields, the hotels and restaurants that support them, in construction, hospitals, you name it.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next station stop of Williston, North Dakota will be coming up in about 10 to 12 minutes.
At the heart of it all is the rough and tumble boomtown of Williston. First thing you see leaving the Amtrak station are two strip clubs, Heartbreakers and Whispers, that cater to the wave of men coming into town from the oil fields, their pockets stuffed with cash. Oil workers with the smell of diesel still fresh on their Carhartt overhauls also pack watering holes further up the street, downing buds and burgers after work. Every gas station here has a special on 5-hour energy. The local Walmart can't keep its shelves fully stocked. 40 miles to the south, in the once sleepy farming hamlet of Watford City, a line of trucks clogs snowy Main Street. New hotels, grocery stores, and man camps, it's oilfield slang for cheap temp housing, sprout up on the prairie overnight. The 2010 census counted 1,500 people here. Today, they're an estimated 10,000, a five-fold increase in just over 3 years.
An example I always give people of how it's changed, my little sister and I used to be able to walk all over town. Our parents didn't worry, and I have a daughter of my own, and my husband and I won't let her outside by herself anymore.
From behind the cash register at Larson's Drug, Alicia Deedy says a lot of these changes are bittersweet. While she welcomes the money, she doesn't like all the trucks and the big city traffic and the crime that's come with the boom.
But at the same time, I'm thankful, you know, we have good jobs, and we have jobs. A lot of people in the country don't.
The boom brings money to local coffers while straining infrastructure. Town leaders say they only have enough water to sustain about 7,000 people. Good luck finding a one-bedroom apartment for less than $1,500 a month. And then there's the crime.
Hi. I apologize for being so late, but had some issues.
Watford City's Police Chief Jesse Wellen offers me a seat in his cramped 28-by-28-foot station. His force has also grown fivefold. There are now 10 officers sharing these four desks, but they're usually out on patrol or calls.
Our domestic violence calls have definitely increased. Alcohol-related calls have drastically increased as well. We seem to go to quite a few assaults.
Wellen says they responded to an unprecedented 18 domestic violence calls in December alone, and his officers are arresting about one person a day now for drunk driving. These are stats no one in a town of 10,000 people can be proud of.
It's basically call the call. I mean, instead of a kind of a proactive going out there and trying to get stuff, you're jumping from call to call all the time, crashes and, you know, bar fights.
Chief Wellen, who's 28 and new here, got some help from the state lately and will be able to hire four more officers. Watford City has seen oil booms before, most recently in the 1980s. That boom ended in a bust, and those memories are still fresh for some people here. Still, you get the sense that this boom may be different.
Ready?
We're ready to rock and roll.
Okay, here we go, guys.
Steve Holland is counting on that because he has to plan for it. He's the superintendent of the local school district.
We know we're probably in about the second or third inning of a nine-inning game here. Our demographic study said we'll expect by about 1,600 kids by 2017-18.
Olin is watching a line of kindergartners bundling up in their snow pants and face masks and hats as school is about to let out. Since 2010, enrollment here has more than doubled to 1,000 kids.
And even just today is a great example. We probably picked up another 15 kids today after the post-Christmas little push.
Holen plans to ask voters to approve a property tax hike to pay for building a new high school, but he knows that won't be an easy sell.
Some of our community members do believe that the industry, the state, somebody else should be paying for this. It shouldn't be me. And so getting a bond pass in that environment can be a real challenge.
And even if the school bond passes, there's another challenge weighing heavily on Holen's mind. His district has lately had to get into the real estate business. So far, it's bought about 20 housing units, but they need a lot more. After all, how do you recruit teachers to come all the way out here to this boom town? There's no place to live. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.
The Oil Rush series continues tonight on All Things Considered with a report on the tensions between oil production and the state's largest industry, agriculture.